Hey everyone, it's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus Careers. I am so excited to introduce you to Dr. Anthony Kellum. He is an entrepreneurial, amazing person in the real estate market, and you can catch him on our Focus podcast at Refocus with Angela. But we are going to talk to him today about his journey and his career. So he is a real estate entrepreneur. He's also an author. Just an amazing person. But first of all, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you joined us today, Tony.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I'm so happy that you invited me to be on your show. I'm excited and looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tell us, okay, so let's go back in years. And you and I are around the same age bracket, I think. But it's, you know, you go back and it's interesting. Today, young adults have so many opportunities, you know, to work remotely and different things like that. So, but let's go back in time for a minute. When you were in high school and then you went to college, did you know that you wanted to be in real estate?
No, I didn't. My dad was an engineer, so I thought I would do engineering my entire life. That was my plan originally.
Did you go to college for engineering?
I did. And I ended up doing it in business. Business and finance. But yeah, when I was a young guy, I thought about engineering, you know, so that's not what happened.
And what's funny is my son, Drake, my husband, is a mechanical engineer, did the same thing. And he came home one weekend, and I have to just share this with you. I'm a mom, and he's looking straight forward. He's in my car. And I looked at him and I said, so why engineering? Because I knew he wasn't happy. And he looks at me and he goes, how did you know? And I said, I'm your mom. And I said, he's going to love you no matter what. I'm going to love you no matter what. You go do what you want to do. Let's figure that out. But don't waste any more time if you know this is not what you want to do. Right. So how did you make, so you've got some family, you know, were you worried about what your dad would think or anything like that?
No, at that time, no, I was just happy to get a job. I ended up getting a job at the bank. And that was my, because you don't know, like, you don't know what's out there. You're only imagining in your head. And I got a job at the bank and I was able to move around through there. And I got my hands on, in the real estate department, the mortgage department, and I've been doing it ever since. So
awesome.
That's kind of what happened, you know?
Is it, looking back, was it what you thought it would be?
Yeah. I mean, looking back. What's funny, I guess, looking back from there and then looking forward, it's, you know, it's amazing, you know, of all the accomplishments and the things that you, you know, I was able to accomplish in the mortgage business. It's been truly a great, great journey of highs and lows. But, you know, when you're young, you're naive, you have very, you know, you have very negative. You got a lot going on when you're young. But I loved what I was doing and I loved helping people and I started my own business and, the rest is history.
Yeah. Awesome. So I want to go back to that for a second. So you, were working in the mortgage area and you started your own business. So was that scary? Was that a challenge to do that?
Yeah. So absolutely. So I worked for a bank, a big bank there. I think they sold to Bank of America now, but it was a bank here in Michigan called Michigan National Bank. There was just a big bank, but I didn't think they had, I just thought I could serve the community a little different. I understood more the needs of the community than the bank did. And I thought, you know what? I should try to branch out on my own. Like I try to talk to my manager and I try to talk to different people, but they had a cookie cutter approach. And I thought, you know what? This is my time to live my entrepreneurial dream. And let me go out here and see how I can help people become homeowners, educating them to do so. So that's what happened. And I'm glad I took that leap of faith. Had no money, I was working from home before working from home was popular. Yeah. I remember hanging out at, these young guys got, I mean, they got Starbucks. They got all these places now, Wi-Fi everywhere, you know. I didn't have that, you know, I didn't have those kind of tools at my belt to use as opportunities today. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I started my search firm that I had for 30 years, still have it with $3,000. I would never recommend doing that. But again, if you've got that inner drive, you got to have a plan and you just do it. You just get up every day. And I don't know about you, but you just get up every day and you just do it. And there's no question. If you're questioning, you know, should I be doing this? You got to put that away, right? You got to put it away and focus on this is going to work. And you've got to tell yourself it's going to work. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. And I think as important as just the young people, just stay in their lane. Mm-hmm. And don't complicate the process. Mm-hmm. You know, starting a business, going to school, those are hard things, but sometimes we can add more weight to it, you know, make that journey that's already tough even harder, like more, you're already going uphill. And one of the things I did, I just focused. I didn't party after a while, I didn't hang out. I had to cut certain friends loose. You know, I had to even cut, you know, minimize certain engagement with certain family because they just want to tell you why it won't work and why it wouldn't work and you should get a job. And so you have to believe in yourself and then just work at that and you know, and just end the chatter that's around you. That's the number one thing. People say, what can I do? I want to be this. You can do it. Mm-hmm. In this country, you can do anything. You can do it. But there are rules. There is a code. You got to, you know, you got to show up for practice, so to speak, and you got to put in the work and the time. And, you know, I like to use the sports kind of as example, because you got to be in the gym. You know, if you're a basketball player, you got to work on your game.
Yes.
And you can't do that hanging out, can't do that playing video games, can't do that hanging out with certain mindset. That's very important too, people you hang out with and their mindset and their intellect. So you need to figure that out and then step away and clear the smoke and just move forward in your dreams and your vision.
Yeah. And you know, you have a good point. A lot of young adults are doing video games and my son has been one of them, but he's had to realize he's working full time and he's going to school and he's realizing, hey, I can't do this. And so he's had to realize that on his own. But if anyone's listening, listen to us on that, because that will save you so much headache, because taking the time that you need to plan to do your work and don't try to cram everything in. But I say something in one of our anxiety journals, and I love this comment. It's not a race.
That's so true. It's not a race. And I know with social media, you're looking at your friends and how they look like they're excelling and what they're doing, but it's just a picture. You don't know what's going on behind that picture. I tell my kids this, my daughter too, is like, listen, you don't know what's going on after that picture, right? So yeah, just stay in your lane and stay focused. That's a very good point you brought up, Angela.
Yeah, it's not a race. I met someone a couple of weeks ago, and she was homeschooling her kids. And I met her in Staples because we have our products there. And I'll never forget it. She said it was a back to school event, and she said, you know, I'm just worried that I'm behind, that I'm not getting my son or daughter the information that they need. And she was just so keyed up. And I took her to the side and I said, you know what? I said, just get the resources you need. It's not a race and it will all come together. And she said, I needed to hear that. And so we can really work ourselves up inside, right? And I think that's really important that we kind of talk ourselves back. Right. So I want to talk to you real quick about your education. So what was your degree in again? Business?
Right? Business. Finance.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And are you glad? Because there's a lot of people, young adults, that feel like they don't need college today. I don't know if you've experienced that, but a lot of them feel like they don't need it. Any thoughts on that for young adults who are listening?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an argument there. And I just say, get your degree. You can always have it. It's always going to be there. You can always pull it out. You can always, you know, go be an entrepreneur. You can try some. You can travel the world and you can do all these things. But yeah, let's just say it's, you don't need it. You know, maybe that's true. But corporate America, you know, you want to have your degree. And even being entrepreneurial, it's a tool that you will need. And there are some people that are brilliant. Bill Gates is one of them. I think Steve Jobs, there's others that didn't graduate, but they were in Harvard. They were smart, super smart people, and they were able to change the world. But that's not everybody. You know, there are a lot of people in the NBA per se. There's only one Michael Jordan, one Kobe Bryant, you know, like that went right from high school to the pros, so to speak, you know? Yeah, but I went through this a little bit with, it's funny, my kids are all college educated, and we were at a family function at Christmas, and my daughter was talking, and she was talking to some of the younger nieces and nephews in their teens, pre-college, and she was like, well, I don't know if you need a degree, and da-da-da. And I was like, you got a degree. I mean, so you need to share, let people know that going to college is where it's at. Not saying that's the absolute, it's more than that, but you definitely need to armor yourself with a college degree. I'm not very much support that.
Yeah, and I would just make a comment on that. I know a lot of people in education, and if you're struggling in college and you think I'm going to drop out, go talk to someone. Go talk to your advisor. Go talk to a different department. Talk to somebody before it's too late. If you need tutoring, go get it. Don't wait till the very end. Don't wait. You will be so sorry if you do that. There's people there. There's resources. There's tutoring. There's a lot of things. But if you don't reach out, you're going to find yourself at the end, and it might not look so good. So get the piece of paper. That's what I always say. But that's great. One last question for you. If you were going to be anything in this life, if you had your choice, and you know, and money wasn't an issue, and it wasn't this, what would you be doing?
I would say politics.
Politics, awesome.
I would say, yeah, I would probably say, yeah, I think politics. That's a short answer for you.
You'd be great. Well, anyway, Alyssa, like I said, if you haven't met Tony, he's on our other podcast as well, which is Refocus with Angela. But this is all about careers. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I think people are going to be inspired by you. And we just graciously thank you for sharing this with us. I believe that it's so important that we share experiences to help our younger adults on their journey and their life. So again, thank you.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for having me and having me on your show. I hope I was helpful. I love Absolutely. Your energy, and good luck and reaching the masses and change your lives. So I love that refocus, because we got to do that every now and then, refocus, right?
Yeah. And as I said to you earlier, no matter whether you have ADHD or not, we always say once a person's focused, they're organized, and they find their calm, they can be brilliant. And Tony is an exact example of success. So again, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Refocus the Creative Office. If you haven't checked out our new designed academic calendars, you've got to check them out. Students are loving them. We've got them in bookstores all over and many retailers, but we've only got so many. So check them out at time2refocus.com. They were actually designed by the input from college students nationwide. And also, if you're looking for an annual calendar, those are coming out very soon. Email us at info@time2refocus.com and let us know that you want to be added to our mailing list. And we'll let you know so that when you can pre-order those annual calendars coming soon. But no matter what you're going through, don't forget to stop, take a moment, and refocus. Have a great week.